quiet one.
So I'm making you a white toffee coffee. White chocolate English toffee. It's one of our specialty drinks here. Currently it is called The Edge. Breakfast on the Edge, excuse me, is the current name, and we're in the process of rebranding. There's very few opportunities in the restaurant world to buy a operating successful restaurant. And when we came upon this listing back in December and discovered where the location was, we were just thrilled with the location, the view, everything about it. We just fell in love with. Well, every day when we drive to work down 20th from Wadsworth, we get to see the beautiful skyline of downtown Denver. And as we approach Sheridan, there's Sloan's Lake. And it's just, I think it's one of the most beautiful views in all of Denver. And it's not duplicated anywhere.
This is an incredible spot. I'm sitting here right now talking with you and looking out over Sloan's Lake. You can see Denver in the background. All the tables on the patio are full. People are out there enjoying their meals right now and in a nice sunny day. We're very fortunate to have found this location. My name is Tim Nevidomsky, and I'm one of the owners of Rupert's at the Edge in Edgewater, Colorado.
Tell us who Rupert is.
Rupert is an uncle of Susan's, and he was a colorful character. We're going to play on that, and Rupert will pop up in the restaurant as part of the decor in different places.
We really tried to be very careful in our transition because we don't want to alienate any long-term or existing customer base that we have. So visually it's going to change, but I would say 95% of the menu will stay the same. We are adding a few of our own dishes that we're really excited about. In the green chili recipe, it is now Tim's green chili recipe, and it is fantastic. And we've changed the presentation of the breakfast burrito, and we continue to sell breakfast burritos like crazy every day of the week, all weekend long, and it's a very, very popular item. So that's one of the things we've changed. We also changed the pork recipe that goes into the breakfast burrito. It's a pork recipe we used to have on our food truck back in South Dakota. It's a pulled pork. We slow roast it for 6 hours. And we're introducing a brand new gluten-free pancake that I'm really excited about. It's an apple cinnamon gluten-free pancake that is better than any gluten-free pancake I've tasted anywhere. So I'm pretty excited about that.
But at the bar, at a breakfast place, you know, people are eating breakfast up there at the bar.
They are eating breakfast at the bar. And on the weekends, if you come in here Saturday, Sunday, or even on Monday, we have bottomless mimosas. And we've got our signature specialty Bloody Mary that we use infused vodka. We infuse it with jalapenos. So it's got a little bit of a kick.
There's something about the team in the kitchen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a really strong crew. Admittedly, we inherited most of them when we bought the restaurant, so we were fortunate in that regard. Alex has taken charge of the leadership in the kitchen, done a lot of things as far as making sure the food quality is where it needs to be, kitchen's clean, things are going the way they're supposed to. And then the other guys have just really stepped up and bought into some of our vision as far as some of the few changes that we've done in the back to try to make it run a little smoother.
One of our ideas for Throwback Thursday is we're going to do like old-time TV dinners. So imagine fried chicken, mashed potatoes, maybe a Salisbury steak. But obviously we're going to make it good food, not TV dinner food. But we're going to serve it on a similar tray to a TV dinner and just kind of have fun with that for Throwback Thursdays.
Yeah, music's my thing. So we're trying to tie in the music to go with whatever we're going to do as far as a theme. Throwback Thursday, we've got hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So Fridays, we couldn't come up with anything, so we decided Funky Friday. So we play funk music on Friday.